How to find prospects for sales. I've got the five greatest strategies for you, the best strategies you're going to find to develop relationships with prospects. And here's the thing. These are easy to do, and they employ a lot of leverage, and they make you look like an expert. And at the end of our time together today, I'm going to share what I think is the absolute best strategy for developing relationships with sales. I've even got a free gift for you. So you're going to want to stay with me all the way through our time together today. All right, let's jump right into it now. This is part two in our business development skills series. I told you my clients asked me for a series of videos that would help them develop business. I've got five strategies for you and then the best possible strategy. So number one is speaking. Now, I built an entire business, a multi-million dollar business, on going around and doing speaking engagements. When I first started my consulting practice, I spoke to every possible group I could. I went on the road and I spoke everywhere. You could get 10 people together, put them in a room, and I would speak to them. Why did I do that? I did that because every group that I spoke to, I was able to extract the contact information from all the members of the audience. And then I was able to stay in touch with them for years and years and years. And some of them did business with me in 6 months. Some of them it took 6 years. But I still get a ton of business from the email list that I developed by speaking to audiences. So when you speak to an audience, you've got to make an offer of a free informational product, something that's going to help them either make money, save money, or reduce risk. I call this free informational product, this lead magnet, I call it a honeypot. You offer it when you speak, and they get it if they give you their contact info. Now, if you're speaking to a group, a live audience, you get their contact information by asking for their business card. If you're speaking on a webinar, you get the webinar contact information when they register. This is really, really important. The only reason you go to speak to an audience is to get their contact info. So speaking is a great way to find prospects for sales. It's a great business development skill to use to grow your business. The second way to find prospects for sales is by doing video. Now, you see me here, I do videos every day. And what do? In most of my videos, I offer you the opportunity to get something for free. You've seen me do this over and over again on my YouTube channel. There are, right now today as I'm recording this, over 750 videos. And in the last 100 or so, I've offered you my revenue roadmap guide. What is that? It's my entire sales system. And I'm going to offer it to you again right now. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. Go to that website, enter your contact info there, and you'll be able to download my revenue roadmap guide for free. My entire sales system, get it for free right now at that website. You should do the same thing on video. Create a guide that teaches people to do exactly what they're looking to do, and offer them the opportunity to download it in your videos. Give them a specific website they can go to download the guide. Now, you're thinking to yourself, well, if I give them a guide, why do they need me? You'd be amazed. The guide is just a starting point. When they realize the great information you're giving them for free, they're going to think to themselves, imagine if I paid, how much better the information would be, how much more value I would get. Video is a fantastic way. Get their contact information by offering them an opt-in for a free guide. Again, that honeypot offer. But the videos allow you to employ leverage to reach hundreds of people. But the perception is that it's a one-on-one conversation. Look, this is just you and I talking now. You and I are having a conversation here. When you pick up the phone to call me or when we meet in person, you're going to think that we have a long-term relationship because we do. You could watch 5 hours of my videos and that will accelerate our relationship by 3 or 4 years and we'll have bonded during those videos. So video is great. I want you to do video as a way to increase your business development. The third thing I want you to do is I want you to launch a podcast. Now, when you first launch your podcast, you should focus on a niche market. Now, many of you may be fancy and you may use the term niche, But a niche market is a narrow focused audience, and then you can expand out afterwards. And here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to interview anyone, just anybody in your niche market. I want you to interview the leaders. So I want you to find the CEOs of companies or very important people in each of these companies. And I want you to offer to interview them on your podcast. Why? Because it's flattering to be asked to interview on a podcast, but it's also a great way for you to develop a relationship with the person you're interviewing. So focus on a narrow niche and then aim high. Shoot for the CEO of the company. If the CEO won't do it, do the CFO, the chief operating officer, somebody in a leadership role. Establish a relationship with them, and then you can follow up afterwards and you can sell things to them after you interview them because you'll already have a relationship. The fourth thing I want you to do, I want you to take out very inexpensive, targeted, focused ads on social media. I want you to identify your target audience, and if you haven't done that already, go back to part one in this series. That's how you can identify your ideal client. I want you to identify a highly targeted audience, and then I want you to take out ads targeting those exact people. Don't spend a lot of money on these ads. Do them, run them on Facebook and on LinkedIn, especially on LinkedIn. Target them based on geography, based on position in the company, and based on industry. Social media ads are a great way to get people to visit a website and download specific information. So it's really important that you have a honeypot on a landing page, have a honeypot on a page dedicated to people who are the subject of your ads and get them to enter their contact info and then follow up with them aggressively and immediately. The fifth thing I want you to do is direct mail. You heard me right. Old school snail mail, writing letters, printing them out, and sending them in the mail to your ideal client audience. What are you going to offer in your direct mail piece? Again, offer your honeypot, offer your free report, offer your guide. When they call you up to get the guide, you take down all their contact info and you follow up and sell things to them. But the direct mail has to be highly targeted as well. In fact, here's what I recommend you do. Use the same audience for all five of these strategies. So speak to the audience in the industry that you're looking to attract. Do videos and send out the videos to people in that audience. Interview CEOs in that industry in your podcast. Do social media ads targeting those same CEOs and then do direct mail targeting those same CEOs. All the while you're offering your honeypot when they opt in, follow up with a sales call to teach them the things that were included in the honeypot. That is a great system. Now, don't forget, get your entire system at revenueroadmapguide.com. But I'm going to share with you my favorite strategy, probably the best strategy you can use to find prospects for sales. This is an awesome business development strategy, and it is a strategic alliance. Find somebody else, another person or another company who's targeting your ideal audience. And when you find that person or that company that's targeting your ideal audience, I want you to offer to do a joint marketing event with that person. You share your list with them, they'll share their list with you. And the two of you market to that audience together. Why? Because they have the trust of their audience and you have the trust of your audience. And when you combine the two, you'll mix audiences, but you'll also blend in that trust. His audience will trust you. Your audience will trust him. And you'll be able to double the size of your audience just by doing a strategic alliance, doing joint marketing. This has been How to Find Prospects for Sales Business Development Skills Series, the second part. If you want the third part, or if you missed any of this series, scroll down below me. You'll see filling in right below me right now. The entire series, watch it from beginning to end. And if you have any questions, hit me up in the comments. I'm happy to answer your questions down there. I'll see you in the next part of this series right now.